You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm David Lazarus, in for Lizzie O'Leary. And now, it's time for the Marketplace Quiz. That's when we bring in musicians, writers, other well-known people, and we ask them questions about work and money, and how it's shaped their lives, or taught them important lessons. Here's Marketplace producer Haley Hirschman with this week's guest.
Hi, my name is Heather Havrileski, and I write the Ask Polly advice column for New York Magazine. I'm also the author of a brand new book called How to Be a Person in the World.
Fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you.
I just keep thinking lipstick. My new obsession is lipstick. All I want whenever I am out and about is a new shade of lipstick. It's the strangest thing. I haven't worn lipstick since I was about 24 years old. I used to wear this MAC lipstick called Tramp, I think, or Slut. Lipstick is expensive, too, but I feel like it's almost like a buying candy for me now. I feel immediate thrill at owning a new shade of lipstick, and it doesn't have to look good on me. I don't even care anymore. If it looks strange, all the better.
What is the hardest part about your job that no one knows?
One of the best things about my job and one of the hardest things about my job is that when you're a freelance writer, like I am, you have some editors who are like your best friend that saves you from sounding like an idiot. And then you sometimes work with random editors who can be like your worst enemy who wants you to sound like an idiot. Which, I mean, it's very rare. I am mostly very lucky, but the kind of merry-go-round of editors that you get into when you write freelance pieces can be kind of intense.
What is something you bought that you now completely regret buying?
The main thing that comes to mind is the most expensive thing I ever bought. When I was 32, I was going through a really hard breakup, and I had just purchased a house. I'd taken my entire worldly life savings and put it into a down payment on a house. And because I was feeling a little reckless, I immediately took out a home equity loan and bought a Lexus with it, which is really stupid. I met with a financial planner, and the financial planner said, you know, I said, I've owned my car for 10 years, and I'm thinking of getting another Honda. And he said, that's so smart. If you're going to hold on to it for 10 years, that's great. Or you can get a used luxury car. And I was like, really? It's sensible to buy a used luxury car? So I immediately went out and I was like, I'm going to buy a Lexus. My dad died when I was 25 years old, and he was singing the praises of Lexus and had just bought a Lexus right before he died. And I drove his Lexus around Durham, North Carolina, right after he died. And it was kind of like a way of being in touch with him and missing him to drive that crazy, insanely nice car around town. It was a giant mistake. I loved it. I called it my year of luxury at the time. And then it broke down about 15 times. And it cost me a lot of money. You know it's not right. Like, I knew all about the stupidity of having a home equity loan finance my car. I knew a lot of things, but I didn't care. There are lots of emotions and regrets are mixed up in that purchase.
What is your most prized possession?
I have a teddy bear I've had since I was about 1 year old that I just love. And I used to have nightmares about losing my teddy bear. I guess I've kind of transferred my teddy bear energy onto my kids and my dogs now, because I have nightmares about the dogs getting lost or something happening to the kids instead of the teddy bear. But I think the teddy bear was kind of my first inkling of that kind of feeling of, this is my most important thing, and if anyone ever does anything to this bear, my life will be ruined. Is that a prized possession? I don't know. It's almost like that's just a bundle of ragged teddy bear anxiety.
What advice do you wish someone gave you before you started your career?
I guess the piece of advice that I could always use and sometimes followed much with great rewards is follow your instincts. I think the one thing that my mom taught me as a kid was you should never be miserable in any job. Life is too short to be miserable at a job. And I've always kind of, I've never allowed myself to stick with things that are making me unhappy, job-wise, career-wise. So I needed to be reminded of that when I was younger at times. When you're pursuing certain career goals and they just feel worthless and you don't like it and you're not, you know, and even everyone around you is saying, but that's such a great job. How could you ever leave that job? But you just want to leave the job. It just does not feel valuable to you. You got to leave that job. It sounds a little bit crazy. It's a little bit like financing a Lexus with your home equity loan to say, leave any job that's making you miserable. But, you know, you're going to have a lot of different jobs throughout the course of a career. That's the way careers are these days. And it's good to explore. It's good to have new experiences. It's so good. It's so good for a writer or anyone creative in particular to take risks. So I would say follow your instincts and be bold. Mighty forces will come to your aid.
Heather Havrileski's book, How to Be a Person in the World, is out now.